It'll be about the size of an iPhone. The idea is law enforcement will be able to use it to weed out potential terrorists in a crowd.
In order to detect those explosives, you need to be able to detect parts.
That's Ben Bunnies, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Utah and one of the researchers. He says they use little nanofibers that react when alkane fuel is nearby, a common material in some homemade bombs.
Used in the Oklahoma City bombing and the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center.
Bunny says they can also use it to weed out dangerous fuel line leaks in buildings and airplanes. Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio.